ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचिपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्यागजमरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथित कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं ततोऽस्मि वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सागणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं गरुजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता शिवशाखान्वितांश्च Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Happy New Year. Do you say that in Tamil also? The foolish materialists wish each other Happy New Year. Last year wasn't happy. The year before that wasn't happy. No year has ever been happy. But they hope that next year will be happy. This is called Maya. That even though we suffer unhappiness in this material world, we always think that in future I will be happy. Nati vidu swarta gatim hi vishnum durashaye bahirata maninas. People who do not know that the goal of life is Vishnu, they always hope, hopelessly hope, that they will be happy in this material world. But this material world is by its very nature miserable. Janma mrityu jaravyadhi dukha doshanudarshanam. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that we should see how this material world is full of the miseries of birth, death, old age and disease. One more year has gone. Means that we're 1 year closer to death. This human life is achieved after many, many births. This human life affords an opportunity for self-realization. But we think that we'll be happy in this world and therefore we don't pursue self-realization. Or we don't get good association, satsanga, and therefore we never even think about self-realization.
Mm-hmm.
So I would wish, now I'd like to actually offer you, wish you a Happy New Year.
Now, we are going to be on the
because I know how you can be happy. If I give you 10 crores of rupees, will you be happy? You'll get caught by the income tax people. They're going around catching everyone. If you become very powerful, Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu, will you be happy? Well, one Chief Minister just died. And in due course of time, the next one will also die. So the beginning of happiness is to understand that we can't be happy in this material world. It's just a big illusion to think that this place is a place of happiness. But there is happiness. There is actual happiness. That is spiritual happiness. The title of this lecture is given, How to Attain Peace Through the Teachings of Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Ashantasya kutasukam. For one who is not peaceful, how can he be happy? So Bhagavad Gita teaches us not only how to be peaceful, but to be how to be blissful. Everyone wants to be happy. It's obvious, isn't it? That's why we say Happy New Year. But we don't know how to be happy. So Bhagavad Gita teaches us to be happy. The first thing we have to understand is that if we're trying to be happy in this material world, we're looking in the wrong place. First of all, we have to understand that the attempt to be happy in this material world is simply a waste of time. We are by nature happy beings. Why do you want to be happy? Sounds like a funny question, doesn't it? Of course you want to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy. That is because by nature we are happy. We are spiritual beings. Atma. Anmigal Atma. Yeah, spiritual beings. So the nature of this of Atma is to be happy. But in this material world, there's no happiness. So we have to go to the spiritual world. Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Paschanti Surya Yoho Diviva Chakshara Tatam. We should look up to the spiritual world and see Vishnu is there.
Now,
Yajivabai Samindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Padam. That is the spiritual abode, the supreme abode of Vishnu.
Allah Nami Vodam Vishnu.
In the spiritual world, there's no birth, death, old age, or disease. There's no anxiety. There's no money. You say, well, how can we be happy without money? But you don't need money. Everything is automatically provided there by Krishna's mercy. That is the abode where there is always singing and dancing and happiness in association of Krishna. So we are stuck in this material world, taking birth after birth after birth. This is a fact. We have to get born again and again and again. Why? Because we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. We're trying to be happy in this material world. We simply have to recognize that we are spiritual living beings and Krishna is the supreme spiritual being. We are very small and he is very great. We are fully subordinate to him. We are fully dependent on him. If we simply recognize that I am a servant of Krishna, then all our problems are finished. Birth, death, old age and disease, all finished. To get mukti or moksha or free from material existence, it's not necessary to perform severe austerities. It's not necessary to study many, many shastras. Simply we have to understand, I am an eternal servant of Krishna. And chant his holy names. And live a very pure life in his service. One can do so in family life. It is not necessary to be a sannyasi. The mothers looking after their children can sing songs of Krishna to the children. Just like I see so many little children are here, the mothers are looking after them. So the mothers, they're very concerned to see the baby is peaceful and happy. See that they get fed nicely. But really, if the parents want to benefit the children in the best way, they have to teach them how they can not get born again in this world.
Mm-hmm.
How they can be free from repeated birth and death. How they can be eternally happy in the service of Krishna. So Akinchan Krishna Das Prabhu is sitting here. He's also from this area. At a young age, he took up preaching of Krishna Bhakti. So you can all be very proud of him. Now his father is 93 years old. And he's almost going to leave his body very soon. But his father's life is glorious. Because he has a son who is a dedicated and fully absorbed devotee of Krishna. So even if the children want to serve, the children should serve their parents. The best way they can serve them is becoming absorbed in Krishna Bhakti. So I'd like to invite Akinchan Krishna Prabhu to say a few words here.
At least on this time we are thinking of God. At least everyone likes to go to the temple. Everyone likes to churches like that. Even though other times we are not so much interested, at least we are doing this thinking that at least next year we will get some mercy.
But how to communicate that is taught in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita started Arjuna and Krishna Dev. They assembled there. But that time Arjuna, he told that I am not happy to fight with my relatives. I don't think so that I will be happy by fighting with my relatives. So Arjuna is asking, how can I be happy in this situation? So Lord is answering. And in this way the Bhagavad Gita is starting. Before explaining about happiness, Lord is explaining about some basic philosophies which we should understand and an actual happiness. And he starts with who am I and who is God. So first we should understand this. And this is the basic thing to attain happiness. Why? Because unless and until we understand who am I, then whatever we may search for us, we won't get the proper thing. In human form we can understand for example, we can understand even in human form of life, some most of the people may regret to animalistic way of life by drinking and intoxication and all bad habits. So this is not the actual way to get happiness in this human form. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita that this human form of life is meant for understanding that we are the eternal spirit soul, living beings, jiva. So this thing we should understand. Many times we go to many persons' death ceremony. We see so many people die. But even though we go there, unfortunately, we don't inquire that who is the person who has died over there. Who is the person who has left there? We say he left the body. But who is the person? Unfortunately, we don't inquire on these things. So Lord says that we are not this body, we are Jivatma living in the body. This is the first teaching of Lord Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So after understanding that we are not this body and the spirit soul, then if we are trying to find happiness in the bodily platform, then it won't satisfy us. Since now we are identifying ourselves with this body, we try to enjoy this world using our body, like eating, mating, sleeping, defending, then pride, ego. So in this way we are trying to find happiness. But this kind of happiness, they are called as lower happiness, Sitrimbam. But Krishna is elevating us to a higher platform in which you can find higher happiness. Jivatma, after taking many, many births in different species, we come to, we attain this human form of life. And using this human form of life, we should understand that there is a supreme controller who is controlling us in each and every step in our life. Even in our In our day-to-day life, we face situations where we have to surrender ourselves to so many people. For example, when we are in the school, we have to surrender to the teachers, to the principal. If you are in an office, you are controlled by your boss. So in this way, as we are controlled by so many living beings in this world, in the same way, everything in this world is ultimately under one person's control, and that person is called God. And who is that God? Who is God? Who is Supreme? And that is also a very confusing thing in this world. People don't understand who is the Supreme Personality of God. They think that Shiva and so many other demigods as God. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I am the Supreme Personality of God. So, three things we have to understand from here, that we are not this body, we are this spirit soul, and this material world is not a place of happiness, as Guru Maharaj said. Not only that, it is said in Bhagavad Gita that the happiness which we try to enjoy in this material world, it doesn't give actually happiness. At the end, it gives misery. So Maharaj was explaining that we won't be happy by the material things since we are spiritual beings. It is explained in scriptures that Krishna is the Supreme Personality based on the six opulences. But we can see many religions, in order to just preach, they say that some particular person has God. But if you do research in detail, in the Shastra, it is ultimately told that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And we Jivas are a spark of Krishna. We are the Amsa of Krishna. And that service which we can do to God, our Supreme Being, is called Bhakti Seva. And since we have forgotten that service attitude towards God, instead of serving Krishna, as we are trying to satisfy ourselves, we land up in trouble. In our process of repeated birth and death through the evolution through species, till we attain this human form of life, the only opportunity which is given to us is to enjoy our material senses and material enjoyments. But in this human form of life, there is a rarest opportunity given by which we can actually understand who are we, and who is God, what is our relationship, and how we can again establish the lost relationship. And by doing that, we get the actual happiness. And the happiness which we get by attaining Krishna, it is incomparable. It cannot be compared to the happiness which we get by money, which we get by any material means. So this Bhakti Seva, it is not very difficult thing like any materialistic activity. It is not necessary for everyone to become a brahmachari or sannyasi. Even the grihastha life, you can very easily follow this spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. The first thing is Shravanam. You have to hear about God like this. In our everyday life, we are hearing so many things from TV, newspaper, phone, just by been speaking prajalpa. Instead of doing that, we have to write this care about Krishna, Rama. Then we have to preach others, for example, for family members, their children, about the glories of Rama, Krishna. Second is chanting. We should practice chanting the names of the Lord Krishna. Also chanting the glories of Krishna. Number three. Relationship with so many materialistic people. Instead of doing that, we can have relationship with devotees, we can take their association and we can come to temple regularly, we can hear about Lord, and by doing this we can overcome them. Many times sometimes the astrologer, they say that you will die at this age, at that age, 60, 70, so many years. But by chanting the names of the Lord, we can cross over the death. Actually, if you see, in this material world, if you see, there are a lot of spiritualistic organizations preaching spirituality. But what is the speciality in ISKCON is that whatever is being taught in this institution is based on Shastras. Everything is based on Shastras. And this institution was started by his evangelist, E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in 1970. He went to West alone and he preached the hippies and he made them devotees, and then he established this movement. If you see, practically, Westerners who were fully addicted to sinful activities, after taking up this Krishna consciousness movement, they gave up everything, all the sinful activities, and they became very nice devotees. You can see the speaker here. He is from England, born in England, but yes, taken the association of Srila Prabhupada, and now he has come here to teach us these things. Even in a more deeper way, he has learned our Indian languages, made a lot of research on our culture, and now he is in such a position to preach to ourselves. Not only, also here in this area, Sandilya Rishi Prabhu is preaching every week. There are classes going on. There is an Arshima temple. Also, from Tiruchandur, Vedanarayan Prabhu is preaching in Tiruchandur and Tirunelveli area. All of them, they were in very good job, from very big family. But in order to preach this message, they have given up everything and they come here to teach us. So we all should take advantage of it, and we should use this opportunity to go back to our eternal situation. Also, we are very fortunate because we have Swami Deshpande Vikas Maharaj here to lecture for us. Actually, his purpose of visit here is to write books. He is staying in Pradhan and he is writing books. So, you are all very fortunate to have having taken the darshan of Guru Maharaj. So, I request all of them to take advantage of the preaching going on here and become Krishna devotees. Also, there are books written by Srila Prabhupada. All the devotees to devotees to preach their books, read them, try to follow them. Also for practical guidance, you can chant in Rishi Prabhu in this area, also in Trinadali area, Vedana.
Hare Krishna!
So, practical guidance.
Hare Krishna!
You can translate.
He's saying, we are worshipping Shiva as well as Vishnu, but it seems like you are pushing more on worshipping of Krishna.
Yeah.
And we can see even from Vedic tradition, we can see there are followers of those who are worshipping Shiva.
Yeah, okay. Supreme is one. Is it not? There are many gods, but Supreme is one. How can we understand who is Supreme? We have to understand from Shastra. Shastra means the message of God given to us by God to help us understand Him. And Shiva is known as Parameshwara and Vishnu is also known as Parameshwara. Shiva is known as Parameshwara, Vishnu is also known as Parameshwara. So Shiva is Parameshwara within this material world. Just like if we ask, who is Supreme in Tamil Nadu? So the answer is Chinnamma now. But then Tamil Nadu is within the whole of India. So, although it's true to say that Supreme within Tamil Nadu is Chinnamma, if we look beyond, we can see the Supreme for the whole of India is Narendra Modi. So like that, within the whole material world, Supreme is Shiva. But Shiva is also subordinate to Vishnu, who's the controller of all the material and the spiritual world. This is the verdict of all the Shastras.
Mm-hmm.
Vaidyaischa Sarvairahameva Vedyaha. In all the Vedas, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the object of knowledge. So there's also a different result from worshipping Shiva and worshipping Krishna. Shiva is the husband of Durga, who is the personified material energy. So we can get material benedictions by worshipping Shiva and Shakti. But we can get ultimate spiritual benediction by worshipping Krishna, Vishnu. Now there's one book which we have published in this regard, which discusses this in great detail. Do we have that here? It's called Who is Supreme? What's that called in Tamil? So this is written by one of my disciples from Europe, who's come to India and studied all these shastras and given conclusion according to all these shastras. You couldn't hear?
I couldn't understand.
He wants to know that the similarity is between Hare Krishna movement and Lord Vishnu. That's what his question is.
Krishna and Vishnu. Mostly the worship of Narayana, Vishnu in this area is, yeah, worship of. There's no difference between Krishna and Vishnu. But Krishna is the original form of all the Vishnu forms. And he is the most loving and kind and beautiful. Krishna's pastimes are very pleasing to the mind and heart. And especially in Kali Yuga, we have to chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you worship the Supreme as Vishnu, as Krishna, it's the same.
In the Mahamudra Bhajani,
But the very practical and very pleasing process in this Kali Yoga is to worship specifically Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
Yes, one question. The spouses are from different religions. So Asana is from a Hindu Islam.
I understand what
you're saying. So in that case, how do we reconcile our religion?
That's why I was worrying about the sound system. It doesn't seem very clear.
Spouses are from different religion, practicing different religion, are they reconciled and practice this?
I see. So say it in Tamil if you understood the question. That's what I thought when I was a young man. I want to go to God, but so many people are telling me so many different things. So I have to find the best path and the real path. So, the best path to God, should first thing we should have knowledge of who God is. The best knowledge of God is given in the Vedic scriptures. And also we have to know who we are. And what is our relationship with God? I was raised in a religious system in which they tell you that if you don't do what they say in this life, God burns you in hell forever. It seemed to me that God, according to this description, was very cruel. So when I learned from Bhagavad Gita that God gives you chance after chance, birth after birth, I understood this is a better understanding of God. God means the supreme pure. So we have to lead a pure life if we are to attain God. So I was very satisfied when I came to this Krishna consciousness movement. Because there's no meat eating, no cigarettes or alcohol. Or even tea or coffee. No TV or cinema. TV and cinema means simply increasing kaam, krodha and lobha.
Mm-hmm.
So this might seem to be too strict. But if we want to attain the Supreme Pure, we have to be serious. We cannot lead a sinful life and attain God. So anyone who tells you that you can eat meat and do all materialistic activities and attain God, they're simply cheating you. God is in everyone's heart. He knows what we want. If we are actually sincere to find God, He will show us the path to go to Him. But if we want simply to make a show of being religious, then He'll give us some path by which we'll be cheated. Just like all this Ayyappa season is going on. 40 days something, they don't eat meat. Then again they start eating meat. So what's the point? If they know that meat eating is wrong, then they should stop it forever. But they think, let me do something for some time, I'll get the blessings of God, and then I'll go back to being a rascal. So this kind of thing is simply for cheating people. If you actually want to attain God, you have to be very serious and sincere. Then? Yeah, okay, it's a common question. You don't have to finish it. It's a common question. Yeah. Okay, say it in Tamil. No one in this material world is happy. You think because someone has a big house and a big car, they're happy. No, they have more anxiety than others. But what happens, I'll explain. Someone, due to bad karma, they're in a very miserable position. So they become very religious and pray to God. So by the blessing of God, in their next life, they get a very good position. But because they weren't serious to love God, but they just wanted to get some facility for God, from God, so when they get a good position, they do all sinful activities. So the people who seem to be enjoying life now, they're actually doing more sinful activities than others. So So in their next life, again, they'll be punished. So it's a cycle like this. It may appear that someone is enjoying themselves, but for their sinful activities, they'll have to be punished. Actually, if you don't have all these material facilities, then you're in a better position. Because people who are struggling in this material world, if they're pious, they can call out to God. Then if they get proper guidance from a proper sadhu, then they can be guided on the path of Krishna bhakti and go to Krishna. Unfortunately, there are so many cheaters in the name of sadhus. Couldn't hear anything. I heard the word Krishna, that's all. What is the minimum requirement to satisfy Krishna? Why are you asking for the minimum? You want to get the benefits of worshipping Krishna without surrendering, without doing what is required for that. You have to give yourself heart, mind and soul to Krishna, Sharanagati. Anyway, people in this Kali Yoga, there's very much Kripana Buddhi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and given the process. You chant Hare Krishna. You may be fool, rascal, demon, whatever. You chant Hare Krishna, you'll get Krishna's mercy. So minimum you chant Hare Krishna.